Okay, so today is Monday, and yesterday on Sunday, we did the Fisher family photo shoot. It was hot, there were bugs, but in the end, I'm glad I went. It was a good time. It's where we get all your brothers and their families together. Like, even when there are, like, little get-togethers, dinner parties here and there, one or two of your brothers' families can't make it. Cousin or whatever, niece, nephew can't make it. So yesterday I counted 22 Fishers total, and it was quite the sight. but it was a good time, and I'm glad we did it. I can't wait to see the pictures. Yeah, it was fun.
I'm excited too. We all looked good.
Yeah.
We were a cornucopia of blue shades, blue and white, and it was a really pretty setting out in nature, and it was good. I'm excited to see the pictures too.
Yeah, and the entire time I sounded like this. Did you get the picture? Did you get the picture? Take the picture.
I was sucking in too, and
oh my gosh.
I was like so obsessed with the angle of my head is my chin, and am I sucking in my neck, and are my teeth okay?
I know. It was so much like I was just like I hate my eyebrows, I hate myself, which is the title of my future autobiography, and I was sweaty. At one point you wiped my brow, but then I got worried about you touching my beautifully pristine hair. I'm glad. Glad without struggle, there is no end goal or something.
I think it was worth it.
Yeah.
I hope, depending on how good we look in the pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. Still waiting to smash it on our socials or not. The Alan and Liz social, their wall, the picture will be up there, but I'm still very skeptical about my appearance. It was good, and it was good. It was a professional photographer who, like, directed us. You can put your hand in your pocket, but you got to have your thumb sticking out so your Definitely. Hand doesn't look weird.
Definitely, guys.
Stuff like that.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah, sure. but then, so that was on Sunday evening. And so the entire weekend was like, got to eat. Stay on track. Eat healthy, because I want to look as thin and starve myself to look as skinny as possible for Sunday evening. But we set it up. We were like, okay, well, Sunday, you said it was going to be about 45 minutes out there at the park in Roseville where we did the photo shoot. And that's what it was. It was about an hour.
Right.
But it was like, okay, we're going to target this. We've been eating very little the entire weekend, but we're going to get Little Caesars right away.
Yeah.
We're going to pop in the order, like, when we're leaving the park. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be ready at the West Sacramento Little Caesars.
We knew exactly what we wanted.
Yeah.
We had our order all ready to go.
It was ready since, like, Thursday evening. It was our one time to live on the weekend. So we got Little Caesars, and they have a new product that they're not really promoting. I saw it in the app when I ordered for the first time, but it's called the Fanceroni, the old world Fanceroni pepperoni pizza. And I'm surprised they're not promoting it more. The crazy calzone, the Batman thing, was a huge deal. I saw ads for that everywhere.
I did too, right.
So I'm wondering why they're not really marketing this that much. One thing to note is that, remember the $5 hot and ready honey?
I do.
Just a few years ago? Yeah. That's no longer. Mm-mm. Their $5 pizza, it's a large pizza, cheese or pepperoni, is now $8.49.
Inflation.
Thanks, Joe Biden. Or is it Putin's price hike? But the old world Fanceroni pepperoni pizza. First of all, the name Fanceroni, that's That's like, it sounds like Rice-A-Roni.
Fancy-Roni,
the San Francisco treat. Why isn't it Fancy-Roni?
Oh.
Or Cup-A-Roni, because the pepperoni is like the cup, the small cupped pepperoni.
Why don't you work for Little Caesars?
PR? I should. I'd say put on some pants, young man, with your robe and your toga and your spear.
Leave the Little Caesars man alone.
This from their press release, Little Caesars press release. The Old World Fanceroni Pepperoni Pizza features over 100 slices. Over 100. Not 100, over 100 slices of Old World pepperoni from edge to edge that have a rich, smoky flavor and crisp and curl up when they cook. The crust, so they did, they switched up the pepperoni pizza, and then they're also doing something different with the crust. The crust is crisped with cheese to the very edge for caramelized crust experience and a special texture with an overall crunchy bite. Costs $9.99 for a large, has about 2,000 calories. It was ready in 16 minutes, so we put in the order right when we left the park, and halfway, we're about 35-ish minutes from that park, halfway on our drive, got the notification that it was ready. Of course, I kept swiping down to refresh like a madman. And there was a glitch in the pizza portal matrix. I arrived there, and for people who don't know, the pizza portal is like a tall oven warming contraption, but they can put a bunch of orders in there. But the each compartment can only take two pizzas. We had three entrees, three orders in our bill. So we took up two compartments, and usually, because we've done that before, usually when that happens, you enter in your little code. I scanned my QR and the little red beep laser thing. And usually if you have two compartments, they'll both open. But for whatever reason, it didn't happen. Only one compartment open. And so our thin crust extra sausage was sitting there in a different compartment, and the door wasn't opening. So I was like, well, I will come get you. Do not fear. It sat there in purgatory, honey. And I said, oh, I'll be with you, baby. No, I will rescue you. I will save you. Captain, save a pizza. Young gentleman came out right away from the back or wherever they cooked the pizzas. And he looked like Questlove. Large man. but he helped me right away. Very, very quickly. Good, efficient customer service. And I was like, I think that's my pizza. And he said, oh, okay. And I confirmed the name, and he pulled it right out and gave it to me. So that wasn't a big deal. Took an extra 30 seconds while I was standing in there.
We were all worried, but it worked out.
I know. You and the wild child stayed in the car, and I gave you the index finger, like, this is going to be a minute. Something's wrong here. Something's happening. The Amazon Web Services went down, or the internet has crashed. Is Wave down? Is AT&T better? Okay. What did we get? We got the Fanceroni pepperoni. We got a large thin crust extra sausage. And then we got the Italian cheese bread. And then for dips or condiments, whatever you call them, we got garlic butter, we got cheesy jalapeno, and we got their crazy sauce, which is just their pizza sauce, their marinara. So let's start off with the condiments, honey. The garlic butter, thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections?
It's always better in my brain than when I actually have it in front of me and I'm eating it.
Yeah.
But that being said, I consumed about 3 quarters of this garlic butter cup. So I consistently ate it with our pizza.
Yeah.
Do I like it? No. Do I eat it if it's before me? Yes.
Yeah. It's good. Like, it's really strong butter and garlic flavor. But when you dip whatever you dip into it, pizza, Italian cheese bread, whatever you got, you dip it and you eat it, you're like, this is really indulgent. This is this is a lot of calories. This is a lot of fat. This is a lot of, it's just, and so I don't need to like put every piece of pizza in there. A couple dabs, a couple swipes, and I was like, I get it. It just feels wrong. If loving garlic butter is wrong, I don't want to be right. The crazy sauce you asked for specifically. Well, you also asked for the garlic butter. And Papa John's has, I don't know if it's specifically called garlic butter, but their sauce, it's the same thing, same difference. You like the Little Caesars crazy sauce. I don't. And again, it's just a little tub. You were dipping in there. We have a little bit left over in the fridge, but you like their crazy sauce?
I sure do. I like to dip. We got cheesy bread. I mm-hmm. like to dip that in it.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't come with any red sauce.
Right.
So I like to, I love red sauce, marinara sauce, pizza sauce.
Yeah, you do.
And even my normal pizza that already has that sauce on it, I want more.
Yeah.
I want extra.
Yeah.
And then my crust, I want that dipped in it. Yeah. I love it.
I'm the exact opposite. I want light sauce. Well, when we were just poking around on the Little C's app, I said, oh, you can order light sauce. And then you saw the extra sauce and you were like, you can order, I want extra sauce. I was like, wait a second, let's just stick to, let's meet me in the middle, like that song, but Maren Morris song, meet me in the marinara middle. The Italian cheesy bread, winner.
That's our favorite.
So consistent. And it's only $6. It's just bread and cheese, and it's a lot of cheese. And it has like a bouncy, springy, kind of rubbery texture, but it's really good. It just goes well, like, because there's so much cheese. But we consistently get that. And so Luna Marie is a pescatarian. And so we were like, well, what's she going to eat? We thought, okay, Italian cheese bread. And then she didn't want Italian cheese bread. I was like, okay.
She was expecting cheese pizza, traditional.
Yeah.
We were expecting her to eat the cheesy bread.
Yeah. Well, the only thing difference is the sauce. There's
no red sauce, yeah. And instead of being a big triangle, it's a rectangle shape.
Yeah. I mean, if you're getting down to geometric shapes, that's technically correct.
And oop.
Okay. So next up is a thin crust extra sausage. I got extra sausage because they skimp. They skimp, they scrimp on the sausage. There's not a lot of toppings, so I thought, why not throw extra on there? Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections, my love?
I've totally forgot we got extra sausage because yeah. It just seemed like a regular amount.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you did that.
Yeah.
The sausage, it's a bit much for me. So like half of the pieces I ate of the thin crust sausage, I ate with the sausage, and then the other half I took them off and gave them to you.
Yeah, well, you were giving me half your sausages. You were taking all the sausages off the pieces for Luna, so I had like a wealth of sausages. I was like, I need a bowl to I need a bowl and a spoon to eat all this sausage over here. But I was digging it.
It's good sausage though. I do like it. It's just too much for me.
Yeah,
I love the thin crust at Little Caesars.
Yeah.
You've likened it to a saltine cracker.
It's very thin, and there's not much going on.
I really love it.
I do too.
Because it's I don't like when thin crust is too hard and crunchy.
Yeah.
But this is like, it's crisp.
Yeah.
It's kind of flaky,
mm-hmm.
but it's still like chewy. It's easy to bite into.
Yeah.
I really love the thin crust. They do it well, I believe.
Yeah. I think it's like low-end thin crust, but just thin crust in general, I'm in favor of. Because there's so much bad dough out there. Little Caesars, i.e. Lil C's. There's a lot of just bad dough, and so when it's regular crust or even thick crust and it's crappy dough, you're like, oh, this is a lot of breads, a lot of carbs, it's not worth it. With the Little C's thin crust, I wish the dough was a higher quality, but there's not a lot of it. So you get right to the sauce, you get right to the cheese, you get right to the sausage. I'm in favor of it. I do waffle back and forth because I think Marco's does a better quality thin crust, but they're much more expensive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you get what you pay for.
But I think if the Little Caesars guy could meet with the Pillsbury dough guy, like the one you poke in the belly button and he goes, ee-hee, because they can do flaky crust. So maybe they could get together and concoct some sort of flaky thin crust that's cheap.
How about you get a can of Pillsbury dough and you make a pizza at home for yourself?
Yes.
There you go.
Let's do that.
We've done that.
Let's do it.
With thin crust. We'll do it again.
I'm thinking, you've had baklava, yeah?
I love baklava.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine, something like that. Maybe not as many layers because there's 60 layers in a piece of baklava.
Yeah, that seems really difficult to make.
Yeah, but a couple layers, flaky and crispy like that, that'd be a good time.
So delicious.
So Little Caesars and the Pillsbury dough guy, they go to Greece. Is that where baklava's from or whatever? Somewhere in Europe or the Middle East, yeah.
Yeah.
And oop.
The way that Little Caesar,
yeah,
the way that Little Caesars and the Batman movie teamed up together for that promotion for the Batman pizza.
Yes,
Little Caesars and Pillsbury could do a promotion.
Yeah,
together.
Yeah,
I don't know what, but they could just come together with their doughs.
It'd be the bomb. It'd be a marketing Nirvana dream. I would definitely be behind that. Okay, so let's get to the main event. Old World Fanceroni Pepperoni Pizza. What thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections, my love?
This is good.
Good.
Your first comment when we opened the lid of the box was, that ain't 100 pieces.
That ain't 100 pieces of pepperoni. So they're lying. Fake news.
But they were little crispy.
Yeah.
The kind of pepperoni that curls up and crisps and creates a little bowl full of grease.
Big time upgrade.
Which, who doesn't love a little pepperoni bowl of grease?
Yeah, then the big time step up in terms of the pepperoni quality.
Definitely. Lennox was picking them off his pizza and crunching them, crunch, crunch, crunch in his mouth. And he said, these are like chips.
Yeah.
So delicious.
And pepperoni pringies.
We all love crunchy, crispy, burnt pepperonis.
Yeah.
The dough, I forgot what you were reading the description, and I was like, that does not sound at all like the dough I experienced.
Yeah.
But the dough was chewy.
Yeah.
And soft.
Yeah.
And I thought I really like this, but I remember thinking, I don't think the general masses are going to like. I like a chewy, tender crust. Mm. I don't know if everyone else does, though.
Hmm.
But what did you think about the crust?
I thought it was just their crust.
It didn't, yeah.
It wasn't different or noteworthy, this nonsense about caramelized crust experience.
Caramelized crust, what?
Special texture with an overall crunchy bite. It was just their crust that we've had a million times.
It did look a little different in appearance, but I don't quite know why. It tasted like a chewy. I thought it was better than their normal crust, actually.
Well, the crust is crisp with cheese to the very edge, and that I will vouch for. Because most times when you get Little C's, the toppings stop 2 inches from the
That's
edge,
true.
And it's just a boring, crappy breadstick. But the cheese did go, and the pepperoni did go. I don't know if it went quite to the edge. But it was closer to the edge than the traditional, Little C's that we know and not really love, but that we get and is cheap. The 100 slices, I don't understand why they would make that claim. Well, I understand, but it seems to me they could bag 100 slices at whatever manufacturing facility. And then Questlove, when he's assembling our lovely pizza, just grabs a bag. It's already pre-measured, has 100, or if they're doing it by weight and they don't want to count it, it's 105 pieces of pizza. So they could easily nail down the 100 over 100. So 101 plus slices, have it pre-bagged, and then Questlove could just be like, whoosh, throw it out on the pizza.
Once again, you should work for Little Caesars. You have so many good ideas.
I should. I have many hot takes. I can improve so much. I have opinions. The pepperonis were fantastic.
They were, although I noticed like half of them were not crisp.
Yeah. Yeah.
And half were.
It was odd. So. why did Questlove do that to us? The pepperonis, well, just like a regular pizza, there's like 15 slices on this piece, and then the piece right next to it, there's six, and you're like, well, what happened here?
Yeah.
But I think they could really nail the 100 and make it easier on QL, or do they call him Quest? The crispy cheese crust, just absent. It was just a crust, and their crust is fine. Their crust is it gets worse by the moment, by the minute, by the second. And so, like, we're halfway from Roseville to West Sac, and boom, your pizza's ready. I was like, oh no, it's getting bad right now. Hurry, we need it. Because literally every minute the pizza is fresh out of the oven, it doesn't improve with age.
And oop.
You began dabbing the pepperonis with napkins, with paper towels to sop up the grease. And that was something I feel like we did in eighth grade. Like, girls would do that in middle school and high school to save calories and be healthy and, like, blot a paper towel and napkins at round table to soak up the grease.
Definitely. That's like the original reason I did it 20 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
But last night I dabbed my pizza. I was on like my third serving, my third plate of food.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is when I was starting to get full.
Yeah.
It was at this point where I was like, I'm full, but I want to keep eating.
Yeah.
So in order to like help myself not become sick so quickly, I tried to dab up some of the grease.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't get quite so sick. It wasn't a calorie thing. It was like, this is very rich.
Yeah.
And I need to eat as much as possible.
Yeah. Like you said, Lennox was eating them and saying, these are like chips. But then he got to... Landon Luna's self-control, like, beguiles me because I have zero of it. So he got to a point where he had a piece of pizza. Pepperoni in his fingers, and he's like, I can't eat this. And I'm like, what? And he's like, I can't eat this. I'm done. And I was just like, I don't understand that. I mean, I theoretically I get full, but I just keep going. Like, I don't acknowledge it, or I'm in a fog or whatever, because I'm so excited about eating and I just want to consume as much as possible. But like, so he stopped literally with a piece of pepperoni in his hand. He stopped eating and he put it down. And then the thin crust sausage, extra sausage, there were seven pieces left. And it's a smaller, they cut it in the square, little squares. But there were seven pieces left. And I don't know how to stop. So I was like, Lennox is stopping at a piece of pepperoni. Meanwhile, I see seven pieces of this pizza in front of me, and I have to consume it all. And that's what I did. And I paid for it today. Actually, today wasn't that bad because, this was our one indulgence over the weekend. And I drank lots of water after because that pepperoni is so gosh dang salty.
Yeah, that entire meal must have been so high in sodium. I don't even want to know.
Yeah, we ate super fast because we were so hungry. Like, On the way home, I was like, oh, we got ranch. So I'd love to dip pizza in ranch. But we had like the garlic butter. And I thought the fanciaroni stood on its own. I didn't need ranch. We didn't get ranch. We were so excited in such a hurry. Didn't bust out the ranch from the fridge. We have Mike's Hot Honey. We have a bottle of that yeah. we've been meaning to eat. For a couple months now we've had it, and we just didn't think about it. We were raring to go. There was one point, honey. Now the garlic butter and the jalapeno cheese, which I didn't eat, but the garlic butter. So it's your typical little plastic cup, and you rip off the paper top, and then you get to dip in there. But when you ripped off the top, honey, it squirted all over your arm.
Yes.
What was that? Were you just not paying attention? Were you too excited? Was it Little Caesar's fault?
Yeah, that was a manufacturing issue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was okay. Definitely not my fault.
it wasn't a high point. Did you wash your hands? Did you wash your arms? Do you still smell like garlic butter?
No, but this morning when I got in my car to go to work, yeah. my car completely smelled like pizza.
Yummy.
But you know what? I welcomed it. Yeah. Made my drive to work very pleasant.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Italian cheese bread, big fans.
10 out of 10.
Thin crust, extra sausage.
8 out of 10.
Also a winner. The Old World Fanciaroni pepperoni.
8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Definitely better than their normal pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. In terms of pepperoni slices and yeah. crust.
Yeah.
All around better.
Yeah. Pepperoni, and then just the amount of pepperoni, although it wasn't 100. What's up with that? Taking the cheese to near the edge and claiming to have a different crust. I don't buy that.
It was different, yeah. but nothing was difference. Caramelized.
Yeah.
It wasn't as fancy and special as they describe it, but it was better and I would say different
yeah.
than their usual.
Yeah. So I think we should get it again. $9.99, yeah. honey.
We got to get it again because we have that hot honey in our cupboard.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing I can think of putting hot honey on is pizza.
Yeah. I know.
Like, what would you put it on?
I don't know.
Roasted vegetables?
Well, who came up with that idea of putting hot honey up? I mean, we first did it in Nevada City.
Yeah, we went to a pizza restaurant.
Yeah, and they had it on the table, and yeah. we were wasted. We were like, okay, we'll try it out.
We're like, I've seen this on the internet.
Right. And we tried, and it was like, wow, this is really good.
It was really good. Yeah. I would like to do that again.
Yeah.
So
it's like the garlic butter, like, it's completely over the top, and you don't need yeah. every single bite, but it's good to mix it up. Fanciaroni.
Is this a temporary item, like the calzone?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Breaking my heart, Little Caesars. Bring back the calzone.
Alrighty. Yes. No. You like the calzone.
I love the calzone.
I did not. but I think we should do the fanciaroni soon. Although we're getting Trader Joe's this weekend. It's going to be...
We could get pizza from Trader Joe's.
Oh, shoot. That's true. Alrighty. Well, are we done, honey?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, that's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. Let's all try a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate, or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown-up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your family. Please be sure to use our promo code for Casper Mattress. We don't have a promo code for Casper Mattress. Goodbye, my podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, I may have admitted to finishing off a thin crust pizza because I have zero self-control. And I'm a chunky boy, okay? But I'm still a good person. And we're still good people. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. Thank you for caring. We hope you have a wonderful day/night. Bye. Okay, well, that's the end of the program. But for those of you who are into ASMR or mukbang, or if you're a furry, here is us eating the Lil C's. And it features Luna Marie telling the tale of when you took her to Walmart grocery pickup, and you guys sat in a car for 3 hours because, well, Walmart grocery pickup was a mess at that time. And then also, near the end, you'll find out who Lennox Albert, which Hollywood star Lennox Albert mistakes LeBron James for. I guffawed. It made me laugh. Okay, enjoy. Oh, bye, bye.
And that oop.
Ooh. We got chicken.
Is that crispy, juicy thing?
I can't eat no longer.
And that oop.
Ooh, dude, this ain't 100.
Count them.
Luna, eat, please.
I know, I am eating.
Okay.
Your pizza's here, girl. Everybody. Everybody. Oh, let's get Lennox.
Can I have food, please?
This is the cheese, and then this has cheese and sausage, which we can pull the sausage
There's
off.
There's tape on it.
Easily. This is the cheesy bread.
Pizza.
This is pizza. It's just square.
Okay, then don't eat it.
Yeah, there's sauce on it. And then, like, these, we can easily pull off.
No, I just I want that one, please.
Okay.
How many pieces do you want?
A lot, dude.
Wait. That's not put under. Okay.
Sorry. Boop, 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 boop. I'm twitching.
Oh, I know. The cat really did give you rabies.
She's hungry.
Have you ever seen any Studio Ghibli films?
You sure you just want two? You should have a piece of this. It's really good.
No.
No.
I'm here for now.
You don't want this?
I'll try it. Huh? What is it? I'll try it, but let me, like, eat.
Okay. Because
I'm shaking.
Yes, honey.
Well, I don't.
She didn't. She waited too long to eat.
Now she's hungry. Like
Oh, we only got one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a sausage piece of mine.
Where?
It was like in the cheese.
All right.
What was that question, Lynn? A studio-driven movie?
Oh, Ghibli.
A studio Ghibli? Is that how you pronounce that?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
I think it's Ghibli.
Ghibli.
Blooper Ghibli.
I like him.
Like Totoro, Kiki's Delivery Service.
Are these shows?
Would you rather have this?
Your movies, please. No, I like Jim Cross.
Okay, so you don't want this?
I'm trying to pick my food. I can't.
There's one that's, like, really famous. Spirited Away.
Oh, okay. I've heard that one.
You guys recording or no?
Uh-huh.
No.
Oh.
Yummy.
It is good pepperoni, though.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's not 100.
Mm-hmm. False advertising.
I need water. AKA chocolate.
I'm sorry, but I'm still shaking.
It'll take your body a minute to... Do you want this or do you want another? This or do you want this?
I want to become Ratatouille.
Is that the name of the chef or the name of the rat?
Remy.
Remy? Ratatouille?
Remy's the rat. I think Ratatouille is the food he makes.
Oh, I think you're right.
Ratatouille?
Oh. Yeah. I've never seen that movie.
That's really? Splooge all over you.
Yes, it is.
Oh, dear.
You've never seen Ratatouille?
I don't like Ratatouille, the movie.
Ratatouille?
I never have.
He's not bad. I mean, he's kind of bitter.
This crust is the same.
This? Yeah. Oh, I haven't gotten there yet.
What's your favorite of the big three movies?
What's the big three?
Big three movie series.
Star Wars, L-O-T-R.
Why are you glaring at me?
Star Wars, Harry Potter. And Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. Harry Potter?
Ah, what's the other one?
Indiana Jones.
Star Trek.
Star Trek's a TV show.
Heck of movies.
Oh. And I shake this. Well, those are the big three. Okay.
Franklin.
Do you know who came out first?
Wait. I was gonna say that.
Oh. No. Like better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro, Lord of the Rings. Special edition, you know the book? That one guy wrote back
when we were talking about movies.
Oh.
George R.R. Martin.
I told my friend when we went to Target, Seth, because Cassie ditched me. Here, got this part out. Anyway. That Lennox, that I was named after Lynn and Lovegood, and Lennox was named after a character, and he said the character that you were named after.
Wait, was the actor? Right. It was the actor, right? The actor's name was Lennox?
Mm-mm.
What character was it?
I have no idea.
I don't know, but he said the character, like your house and stuff, that you were named after.
Ask him when you see him again.
Drink some water, too, Luna. Fanceroni.
In the cupboard, don't we have that hot honey stuff?
Yeah.
No.
You want it?
We have the ranch too. Oh. Too late. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Please.
What a...
He's a disgusting varmint.
Aw. Luna, come sit down and eat more and get water.
He's comforting me.
That's all for you, love.
I know.
I want to get a pillow. With the texture of Booper, you know?
I do it.
Luna, do you want more thin crust or do you want a cheesy bread?
I'm taking a break right now because I'm not feeling
throwing
up.
Okay.
I felt sick and then you felt sick. Maybe you got it and then I got it and then you got it and I have no more. You know? Are you sure you're recording?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is.
You can take that if you want.
Y'all post this.
This is only if you're a furry and muffin.
ASMR, too.
Can they even hear us eating?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Thin crust, please.
Yes, ma'am. This is heck a good thin crust.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever doesn't like it is crazy.
No, I want the crust.
You want the outside?
Yes, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Luna, if you go. A cheese pizza. Would you rather have regular crust or thin?
I'm not a pizza lover. That's my answer.
Right.
I don't like pizza.
Shabana.
Not much. I said that much.
Does Booker like pizza?
You're like making all these demands of us this morning.
What?
We're making demands this morning about cheese pizza and meat and no meat. And you're no, like, last time I only had one piece. And I was like, well.
That's because I'm pescatarian and you guys get like three boxes of pizza. And then you're supposed to leave some for me. And then you don't leave any for me. Anyway. I just think I don't like Little Caesars.
You know the best pizza?
Don't tell
Caesar. Why are you still in your dress?
Because I was hungry and I wanted to eat really fast.
What happened?
She said, why am I still in my dress?
Hmm? You know the best pizza?
The best pizza
from Reno.
No. Absolutely not.
That was the worst pizza.
Oh my gosh. How dare you?
Can I have cheesy bread, honey?
No, you cannot.
Step away from this table, young man.
You're grounded.
How do you say that? Bad boy.
Luna, do you want to try one of these?
No.
All right. Why don't you try one, Lennox?
He has.
I have none of them.
Do you want
one? No, I'm full.
Okay.
I ate one piece and I'm full.
You don't want another piece?
I might eat another piece.
Do you want this butter, honey? I don't really want it.
Ew.
Butter on pizza?
Ew.
It's garlic butter.
Ew. I hate garlic water.
What?
I like garlic toast.
You say garlic water?
You know what I do love? And I would really like to eat for celebrating our first day of school, Mother?
Baskin Robbins.
Sushi. Sushi.
Sushi.
I've not broken now. I can buy sushi by myself.
Whoopie.
What?
Sushi. I have not broken anymore, so I can buy sushi for myself.
Are you gonna walk there?
No. Mom's gonna drive me there.
Alright.
Can't wait till you can drive, Luna.
What's that supposed to mean? I don't go anywhere.
You can go get sushi.
3 years. Two and a half.
Go get our Walmart groceries.
Absolutely not. Last time we were there, it was horrible because I was sleepy.
We were there 2 days ago.
We were there 1 day ago. Then we went back to school shopping.
The first time you went with Mommy was terrifying. But
we waited like 4 hours.
Mom, she woke me up.
4 hours?
She woke me up. I was still in my pajamas. I was really tired. And she says, you haven't gone anywhere at all this week. Mm. You need to get out of the house. Mm-hmm. And I told her I would go on a walk. And she was like, no, we're going to go to Target together. I mean, Walmart together to get our groceries because you need to experience this funness. I said, no.
I'm sure I didn't say fun.
Funness?
Funness. I don't know.
Funnest.
I'm not sure, sorry. And she goes, no, come on, we'll do it together as family. But as a family, just me and the two of us. That's me. Sorry.
I'm stretching.
Anyway. We go there. She didn't call it for like the first like 30 minutes. We were supposed to call. Yeah. She didn't call in.
Oh my
and we
goodness.
Were waiting there for 30. No, yeah. You didn't call. Okay. And you were supposed to call.
Okay.
No, yeah.
Okay.
Don't try to change the story, woman. Go
and
on.
And then... She calls.
Don't change.
And then they don't like answer, so then she calls again. And then they answer. And I waited like 3 hours or like three. It was a long time.
It used to be a nightmare.
Oh. Yeah, that was like a Friday night too. That was before we learned the tricks, the secrets.
Where are the secrets?
We were there for like 3 hours and 30 minutes.
The secret and the trick.
And then when we came home, we got nothing back. Oh. We had nothing with us except for depressing feelings.
Yeah, it was awful.
So there was no funness, is what you're saying?
Remember the tricks and the secrets?
You gotta go early in the morning.
Cut this out of the pod.
If you go in the afternoon or evening, it's always a horrible wait.
What time do you wake up? What time do you wake her up?
I don't remember.
Was it early?
This was like a year ago.
It was horrible.
Probably afternoon.
It was like a 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. pickup.
I think they've worked out the kinks or whatever.
So that was so bad.
New uncharted territory.
You got enough to eat?
I think so. It's too big.
It's big, huh?
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna give your teacher some money.
What?
Why no?
For school supplies.
Mrs.
For the classroom.
Mrs. Really Hungry? Where's that tax money go?
Well, I'm gonna ask her if I can just donate money instead of buying stuff. Because I don't know what she needs or already has.
Mm. Mom, there's a list right here.
I know, but that list went out to everyone like a month ago. So some parents, I'm sure, already bought some stuff off it. I'm so full, but I want to eat more.
Well, Blaze thought that.
Exactly. That's why I just want to give your teacher money so she can buy what she needs.
None of my money, though.
What if she
My money's only for Robux.
Takes it to Reno and gambles.
Well.
Buys a Gucci bag.
Hey, Rafter.
Well.
Burrito.
I thought this wasn't going to be enough food for all of us. It didn't look like a lot when we were starving in the car.
It's a heck of a white piece. What'd you say about me?
Luna, did you drink some water?
Yeah.
How are you feeling now?
Better.
Okay, good.
You have two mugs.
Oh, that's not mine. That's Frankie's.
Frankie can pick up a mug?
Sure. How come I'm the only one who uses water in my mug? Or puts water in my mug?
I don't know.
Well, because I don't know where the cups are. Or I do, but it's too much work.
I can drink out of a mug.
If you could just go and walk over and grab one.
I'm drinking out of a jar.
That's kind of weird. Excuse me.
Oh, dear. Sorry, Liz. My name's Albert.
Excuse me.
Too much beer.
Fantastic. How's your day?
Good.
Can't wait to see our family pictures.
Any idea when we're going to get them or see them?
Mm-mm. What? You like tips?
Yeah. They're very good.
Hear that crunch?
I like that crunch.
It's like a pea.
I'm debating if I should eat more even though I'm full.
Is he out of Pringles?
What if I finish this?
Are you out of Pringles?
I think I have one more. I can't eat this one, but...
Do you want the pepperonis?
No. It's my last one.
Okay, I'll eat it.
I'm gonna explode.
Eat it. Okay, go wash your hands.
Greasy hands.
Pepperoni. Pepperonis are little cups of grease.
Yeah.
Under the table?
Is it?
That's the pooper. Oh my goodness.
There he is.
He's eating my leftovers off the floor.
Is he eating crumbs? I don't know if I can eat this, actually. I'm so full.
Back on track tomorrow.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the table.
He's fine.
But, like, when are we getting on the cat?
When you change the litter box.
When you move out. When Luna moves out.
Should I try to capture the blooper or should I not capture the blooper?
Not capture.
No, he's eating stuff though. He's gonna explode. He's so desperate for human food before. Blooper.
Should we give him a pepperoni?
No.
No.
We'll start freaking out. Asking for more. He already has a little stomach up again. He already has.
These pepperonis are so salty.
They're salty.
And?
Mom, help me.
What's wrong with you?
I'm stuck. Yeah. Behind.
Ah.
I think Booker ran away. Why did Booker always want to run away?
Hmm.
Are you in the shower?
I don't feel good.
Cooper's attacking me. What did I do?
I wasn't planning to. Is that okay, though?
That's for you to answer. Well, I'm in the shower, and then we can record a review.
Okay. Here or in our bed?
Bed.
Good. Oh man, I'm so sick. I'm gonna explode then.
Why do you keep eating?
It's so good.
Don't shame us.
Are you?
This is all we had all weekend. Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good.
Spoilers!
Rip. Who did you think was Tobey Maguire the other day? Or was it Luna?
LeBron James.
Fantastic.